For KZYX News, I'm Sherry Quinn. Extreme is the new trend in California. The state is seeing more of them, more record-breaking temperatures and rain events, more red flag conditions, and more wildfires. In fact, there is no longer a fire season in California. Cal Fire now considers it a fire year.
Doesn't seem to end.
Wildland fires are larger and happening earlier in the year and lasting later in the year. They are also burning hotter and proving more challenging to fight at night. Cal Fire calls it the new normal that we now live in.
We just have to figure out how we're going to respond to that and deal with that changing environment.
That is Forester Chris Anthony, a Cal Fire division chief based in South Lake Tahoe. He's been with Cal Fire for 22 years.
When you look at the way fire has changed in the landscape and the longer fire seasons that we're seeing, you certainly need to go much further than 1993 when I started with the department. But I think it can be fair to say that those of us who have worked for Cal Fire for two or three decades have definitely seen a noticeable change in the way fire behaves in the landscape, as well as the length of our fire seasons. It's not business as usual, and we just have to be really mindful of that so that we don't get people hurt.
A firefighter used to see major fires, like the one in Southern California in 2003, that burned nearly 300,000 acres, only once in their entire career. That is not the case anymore, according to Anthony.
Fires like that are becoming more of the norm now. When we think we've mitigated and we walk away from a very large and destructive fire, we don't expect to repeat that the following year. That should be an event that doesn't occur as often as it does. And it seems like today we're seeing those types of fires occurring on a more routine basis, which is frightening because it just kind of speaks to how explosive conditions are in California right now. You just have to look at like some of the statistics. And just since the year 2000, when you look at the largest fires that have occurred in California just in the past 18 years, 16 out of the 20 largest fires have occurred since 1990, and 14 out of 20 just since the year 2000 in terms of the largest fires in the state of California. And 18 years is not that long, and we're not even through the 18th year yet.
The wildfires that raced across Northern California in October 2017 were the most destructive in state history. 46 people were killed, more than 1 million acres burned, and they caused $9.4 billion in damages. Anthony explains how the fires took on a life of their own.
The fire travel on those fires was very extreme and explosive. And when fire burns through a landscape and becomes very large, it can also create some of its own weather patterns internal to the fire. It can draw air into itself. It can form these fire tornadoes, which is some things that we saw with cars that were actually picked up and flipped over in the fire area because of the extreme heat that was building up in those areas. So we know that wildfire can create its own set of weather conditions. And sometimes we can use that to our advantage, say when we're doing a firing operation, and we want that firing operation to draw into the main fire. But, you know, other times we really have to keep our head on a swivel because the amount of ember cast that goes out in front of the fire or on the flanks of the fire can start new fires. And then those new fires that start next to the main fire that's burning can start influencing each other as well. And so you had to be very careful about not getting between the main fire and all the new spot fires that are starting across the landscape. And certainly there was a lot of spotting of fires that was happening that night. And because all that vegetation was so receptive to ignition, the probability of new fires starting was very, very high. And, you know, all of that causes the fire to influence itself and its environment around it. So I'm sure what people were seeing was some of those effects of, you know, just how fire behaves under those conditions and then how it also essentially, you know, creates some of its own weather patterns within the main core of the fire.
The environment they work in and we live in is changing, says Anthony. And Cal Fire is responding with new strategies.
And I think that's really a function of how our climate is changing over time. I mean, we're seeing steady increases in temperatures throughout the state over the past 100 years. We're seeing shorter winters. Our fire seasons in the western United States are up to 78 days longer now than they were just 40 years ago. We have landscapes that, quite frankly, are adapted to fire and had very short fire return intervals before fire suppression interrupted that cycle because of the people and the assets that were at risk of those fires, including the resource itself. And so we don't have a landscape that's resilient to fire anymore. And so I think a big shift in the way things are going to move forward is really looking at, you know, what do we need to put in place to have a more resilient landscape that's resilient to drought, that's resilient to wildfire, that's resilient to increasing climatic temperatures so that we can, you know, respond appropriately, because we're seeing it play out, at least in California, with these large and damaging fires throughout the state.
That was CAL FIRE Forester Chris Anthony. This Thursday night at 7, you can hear the entire interview, and we also hear from UC Berkeley fire scientist Scott Stevens. Sherry Quinn, KZYX News.